And Sean came up with a song written by a well-known writer, songwriter in Ireland named Brendan Graham. And this is a story, it's a true story. The first person to go through Ellis Island was a young girl named Annie Moore. And Brendan used that story as the inspiration for this song, Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they led the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was only 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. In her little bag she carried all her past and history, and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And courage is the passport when your old world disappears. 'Cause there's no future in the past when you're 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. They closed down Ellis Island in 1943. 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you're 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. but the Isle of Home is always on your mind.
Sean Cain with Brendan Graham's Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. And I would have to tell you that when I was in Ireland spending this time there, I often thought of my own grandfather and my great-grandparents coming over in those boats to America and what they must have thought and what they must have felt, because there was no going back. And it was quite a journey to take for anyone. And so it gave me a certain amount of satisfaction, a lot of satisfaction, I'd say, to be back in Ireland and to be able to record a song like that with Sean and, in my own way, give something back from the other end here. I've made a full circle back to Ireland, and it felt really good to me to do this. So, and Sean is an exceptional artist, exceptional singer, and a wonderful person. And at this time, when we were making this record, we were making it in, doing the basic recording in Galway, and then finishing it in Nashville. And while we were working in Galway, George Martin, the producer of the Beatles, came to Dublin with a program that he put on in various cities. He does it with an orchestra, and he hires local singers to do some of the Beatles songs. And he asked Sean to be one of the singers. And one of the songs that he asked Sean to do was Blackbird, which is a challenging song. And George's arrangement isn't with an orchestra, it's with a string quartet and flute and a gut string guitar. So let's listen to Sean Cain as he does this.
Blackbird, sing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird, sing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black
Blackbird, Sean Cain with George Martin's beautiful arrangement. And after the concert, George Martin said to Sean that he had never heard anyone sing it better. And he offered him, Sean told him that we were working on a recording at the time, and asked George if he we could do that song. And George very generously, without any hesitation whatsoever, offered his arrangement at no cost, faxed it to me, and I gave it to Charles Cochran, and that was the result there. It was just an amazing experience to have this fall into our laps at this particular time when Sean was making this album. So the album is called The Man That I Am, and Sean is now performing more in the States than he used to. And if you ever get a chance to see him, go see him. He's just a wonderful singer. And there is he has a website. You can get he has a new compilation. This album, I don't think, is in print at the moment, but this compilation includes that, and I think all of the things we have played today. So I would highly recommend it. Now I'm gonna move on again. I was back in Nashville, and I had struck up a wonderful friendship with the cowboy poet Paul Zarzisky, and the first album we did was such a pleasure that I wanted to do another one. And this one, Paul calls The Glorious Commotion of It All. And we also wanted to invite back the great Duane Eddy. His contributions to the first album were so wonderful that we couldn't do without him again. And Paul actually made up a poem about Duane. This is called The Poet and the Picker.
The Poet and the Picker. On that bright night when music gives a lift to lonesome poetry, hitchhiking 40 light years of bad road, it isn't long before they find out stars are nothing less than hot note reflections off polished chrome. Cruising the cosmos in music's 57 Chevy Impala with a top down, past the mobile station's red Pegasus, past rebel-rousing rodeo roadhouses, sock hops and outdoor picture shows, they drive into the bucking horse moon, where a sweet wheels and sassy chassis blonde car hop in a leather sweater skates them a brace of cherry cokes and blows the bitchinest ever bazooka bubblegum bubble as she swoons over their deep blue tuck and roll interior, their rock and roll duet purring and purring her ponytailed gum smacking Wolfman Jack lingo. Play, Duane Eddy, play your candy apple red Gretsch electric guitar. Hold your own boss heart cradled in your arms, the body's wild one busting free and taking us to the place it hides the diamonds. Youth ditched piece by jeweled piece in life's richest heist. Tonight, in our 50s, racing like quasars in reverse toward teenager infinity, you pick a single string, and I know my words, pitching woo, moving closer to your notes at the center court of the Milky Way gymnasium. Waltz with the prettiest girls in this world.
Oh, you gotta love that vibrato. Duane Eddy, there's only one. And we were so happy to get Duane again. And Paul's tribute to Duane, the poet and the picker. And Paul loves jazz and listens to it a lot. And Charlie Parker is a favorite. And there's a story about Charlie having listened to Hank Williams at one point and so here's Paul's version of it, and I got a good friend in Nashville, Jim Hoke, who's a great horn player, to do an amazing version of Your Cheating Heart at the end of this. Listen to this. This is called For the Stories, Paul Zarzisky.
For the Stories. Deep blue backdropping the bucolic autumn embroidery of sumac maple spruce, bordering dewy hay meadow, sparkling beneath the sun, rising giddier than usual that day with anticipation. Charlie Parker steps from his smoky touring car into the peculiar air of a rural morning, builds his horn and blows choruses for a lone cow, because bird herd animals love music too. I picture it this way, the intimacy of each frosty note, scaling a five-wire fence between Bird and Holstein. It had to be, because I can hear Parker telling later how he blew for a black cow with a little white on it, maybe for the same reason he played Hank Williams on the juke, not for love of rudimentary chords, but for the stories. Just listen to the stories, man, he'd tell his fellow cats, razzing him about his white blues, tastes and tunes. It's pure hearsay that the puzzled cow, though chewing her cud in tempo with Bird's swaying saxophone shimmering in the low sun, his fingers slowly crawling over the valves, was not impressed. I don't buy a word of it. Rather, I picture a bedraggled farmer, thrilled out of his drudgery, the night Betsy's milk output tripled for life after an otherwise run-of-the-mill day when our world moved 4 bars, 4 measures from its normal orbit, stirring in turn the whole infinite universe toward the unpredictability of what is musically possible, humanly perfect.
Leave it to Paul Zarzisky to bring Charlie Parker and Hank Williams together in one poem. Two of my favorite musicians, and Jim Hoke doing that amazing version of Your Cheatin' Heart, one of the very first songs I ever sang of Hank's. I love that poem. It's a great image of Charlie Parker playing to this cow out in a field at the break of dawn. Paul Zarzisky is such a unique and energetic fellow. I go every so often to the Cowboy Poetry Gathering out in Elko, Nevada, where I can also see Don Edwards and Ian Tyson along with Paul. So this is a part of my life that I like to continue on with. And we had to do, of course, a more of a cowboy style thing with the guys that I originally met with Don Edwards, Rich O'Brien and Snuffy Morrell, Snuffy Elmore, sorry, Tommy Morrell. And this is one of Paul's crowd-pleasing ones at Elko, escorting Grammy to the potluck.
Escorting Grammy to the potluck Rocky Mountain oyster feed at Bowman's Corner. For Ethel Bean, a love poem. Lean Ray Crone bellers through a fat cumulus cloud of rum-soaked wagon master. Conestoga Stogie Smokey blows across the room. They travel in twos, so better eat them even, boys, or kiss good luck goodbye for good. Tonight, the calf nuts, beer batter dipped by the hundreds, come heaped and steaming on 2x3-foot trays from the kitchen, deep fat fryers crackling like iron searing hide. And each family, ranching Augusta, Flat Creek Country, brings its own brand of sourdough hard rolls, beans and gelatins, slaws and sauces, custard and mincemeat pies to partner up to the main chuck. At the bar, a puncher grabs a cowpoxed handful, seven of the little buggers, feeding them like pistachios from palm to pinch fingers to flick of the wrist toss on target. Grammy, a spring filly at 86, sips a whiskey ditch in one hand, scoops the crispy nuggets to her platter with the other, forks a couple, and goes on talking Hereford bulls. And me, a real greenhorn to this cowboy caviar, I take to them like a pup to a hoof pairing, a porky to a lathered saddle, a pack rat to a snooze box filled with silver rivets. I skip the trimmings, save every cubic inch of plate and paunch for these kernels, tender nubbins I chew and chew till the last pair, left for luck, nuzzle on the tray like a skyline brace of round bales. A Catalan Saturday grand time with Grammy is chowing down on prairie pecans, then driving the dark as the inside of a cow grain chawl trail home to dream heifer fat, bull-necked, happy dreams all night long in my Sunday boots.